Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. So wherever you choose to listen, make sure you subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram. Our handle is snacks4thought. Let's get into today's episode. Why worry? In Matthew 6, we find Jesus in the midst of, I would say, his most famous sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. He teaches about many things, from prayer and fasting, to money, to loving others, and more. One of the topics he covers is worrying. There are three important truths mentioned in this passage as to why we shouldn't worry. Point number one, you are valuable to God. Matthew 6, 25 and 26. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? You are valuable, precious, and important to God. It doesn't matter what the need is that is causing you to worry, whether that is relational problems, financial issues, health concerns, it doesn't change how God sees you. And that is as valuable. And because you are valuable to him, he will take care of your needs. Point number two, God cares about you. Verses 28 to 30. And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? God cares. He is concerned with the things that concern you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." Why don't you need to worry? Because he cares. God cares about every aspect of your life. If he sees you as valuable and he cares about you, there's no way he's not going to take care of you. He takes care of wildflowers and birds, which are no competition compared to how God feels about you and I. Point three, verses 31 and 32. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. This is one of my personal anchor verses. I have spent many nights combating my fears with the truth that God already knows what I need. He's not trying to catch up. There are no surprises with him. He already knows what you and I need, and if there is a delay, hear me, if the answer is no, it is because we don't need it, or we don't need it when we think we do. God's timing typically doesn't make sense to us until we look at our life in hindsight, but if we can trust his timing in the now, in the present, and believe that if we don't have it now, it's for our best, how much stress, anxiety, and worry would that save us? Why worry? God sees you as valuable. He cares about you, and he already knows all that you will need. If you can believe these truths, I believe they will make a significant difference the next time you begin to worry. In the next episode, I will cover what Jesus says we should do instead of worrying. So make sure you tune in.